This is a CKTZ News update. The Strathcona Regional District received a $20,000 grant from the Union of BC Municipalities to take an inventory of Cortes Island's existing walking and cycling routes and plan for future development.
Our vision for this is really to try and increase the number of trips that are made by active transport modes on Cortes Island and just ease some of that burden on the roadway and carbon emissions and all the impacts of that, and then hopefully be able to carry it forward and implement some of the recommendations that are needed to actually encourage more cycling and more walking,
said Meredith Starkey, SRD Manager of Planning and Parks. She described the existing Cortes Island Demand Study on the SRD website as
an extensive study that was done in 2017 with wide community input. So it's a really robust study. Of course, in that case, that is looking at all modes of transport and getting a sense of how people move around the island by all modes. So there's a lot of recommendations in there that relate to making car use more effective and more efficient on the island. So it covers a broad range. The one thing I will say is we don't currently have a transportation service on Cortes. The regional district doesn't. So our role in what we in transportation on the island is somewhat limited. And that's why we're focused more on the active transport side, because that's fitting within our parks and planning mandate and our trail system. So this is kind of an extension of that. So even though there are lots of really great recommendations that came out of that study that might be more part of other modes, our role in that would be more advocacy, working with the Ministry of Transportation and some of those other agencies or with BC Ferries, to relay the needs of the community and to advocate for expanded services and expanded stuff, but we can't directly affect change on some of those modes. But the study is on our website. It's available to view. There's a lot of really good information in there. An inventory of both commuter and trail routes for walking and cycling. So having that, we can then identify where there are gaps or where there are sections of roadway or sections of the network that are currently not really accessible or user-friendly for people trying to walk or cycle. So if you can't get to the ferry terminal from somewhere on Cortes, then that would be a potential area for improvement. So that's the intent of the inventory, is it helps us identify gaps. But then we can also use that to create maps and other types of brochures that would help people who might be interested in cycling or might be interested in walking, who aren't necessarily aware of what the best routes are for that. And so this will help make it clear that, oh, well, this route is regularly used by cyclists. It's considered safe. It doesn't have too steep of hills or whatever it is that is maybe a factor dissuading people from cycling. This might help them be more comfortable taking that on as a mode.
You're also making recommendations for the future.
That's right. So there's sort of a short and a long-term component. Absolutely. So that's kind of the short-term immediate benefit. But as you mentioned, there's that long-term policy component. So Cortes Island has an official community plan and a zoning bylaw. And currently we're in a long process to review the zoning bylaw. And the official community plan would also be up for review, hopefully in the near term. The hope is that by doing this policy work on active transportation, then we can take those recommendations into the review for those long-term strategic land use plans for Cortes, and hopefully start building new developments in a way that it supports active transportation as well. Part of what we want to do with this is really to have it be something that's community driven. And so as part of this project, we have reached out to Friends of Cortes Island, we've reached out to the Clahoos First Nation. We're trying to engage the community directly so that the needs that are identified, the potential areas of improvement, the desires for the community, that's what really should come through. I'm from this area. I'm relatively familiar with the regional district, but I don't live on Cortes and I don't know what the immediate concerns are going to be for the community. So really, as part of this project, we're really hoping that the community will come out and tell us where the priorities are for active transport and where the potential is for new growth.
You've been listening to an interview with Meredith Starkey, SRD Manager of Planning and Parks about a $20,000 grant that the SRD received from the Union of BC Municipalities to take an inventory of Cortes Island's existing walkways and cycling routes and make recommendations that could be incorporated into the island's updated bylaws and community plan.